I think the CIA does have its purposes and its uses, though I agree with you. I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent. I certainly agree with you that the CIA was behind the assassination of President Kennedy, but I think it was in conjunction with organized crime.
I think that's a possibility.
Yeah, well, so, yeah, for both the Kennedys.
Yeah, I think both those groups had it in for the boy.
Oh, yeah,
and probably, basically, if you go all the way back with organized crime, they probably had it in for his father.
Right. Well, also, that makes me a bit optimistic about Clinton living. I can't think of anything off the top of my head he has done to organize, offend organized crime. It's not his fault that the voters of Arkansas 2 or 4 years ago turned down this proposal in a statewide ballot to reinstate gambling in Garland County, Arkansas. And Garland County is Hot Springs.
Right.
Where, of course, they had de facto gambling.
Right.
In the 40s and 50s.
And
you can't blame that on Clinton.
And 60s and 70s and 80s.
Right. Well, I mean, the Tony Accardo family and the Gambino family, all those folks, they can't really blame that on Clinton.
No.
And I don't think they're that mad at him. And the CIA should be, well, of course, they're sorry their man George Bush lost.
Right.
But
they're not that mad.
No, they're not that mad because they did have a 12-year run.
Right.
I mean, they had a 12-year joyride.
Yeah.
The CIA did.
Yeah. And it looks to me like Bill Clinton just wants to be popular.
Well, I agree.
So I would imagine that the CIA would fall under that guise.
Right. Well, it's a bizarre thing. Now, one thing that interests me, psychologists might well call it magical thinking. In fact, there is that clinical term, magical thinking, what I'm about to bring up.
All right.
But you might have heard
Johnny,
of the Middle Ages.
Johnny, we got a minute and 30 seconds. It's all yours.
Okay, well, you might have heard of the Middle Ages clairvoyant Nostradamus, who was a devout Catholic and has been talked about in some Orson Welles specials on TV now and then, you know, reruns.
Right.
And he said he was a clairvoyant to the court of the King of France, and he was a devout Christian, and he made some incredible prophecies, and he said in the 1990s there would be a war on which one side would be China and the Arabs, and on the other side America and Russia. And let's not forget that 2 years ago in the UN Security Council vote, Communist China abstained on authorizing force against Iraq. They abstain. That's very interesting to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But there is just so much stuff that we don't know about the Middle East, partly because the royal families that control the oil countries won't let us know it.
Yeah, you're right. Listen, now, when I move to 9 o'clock, are you going to call me in that time slot?
Thank you.
All right, great. And it'll be wonderful to hear from you.
Thank you.
You were hot tonight, brother.
Well, thank you.
You were rolling tonight. Okay, Johnny.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. My man, John. Whoa, man. Did he have it tonight, Marianne? I mean, was he right on it tonight or what? Unbelievable.
A desert road from Vegas to nowhere.
I said Vegas to nowhere.
Someplace better than where you've been.
Coffee machine.
A coffee machine that needs some fixing. In a little cafe just around the bend.
I said night talk, baby. Night talk. There's two kinds of talk in this world. There's talk, I thought I'd die, and night talk with Dark Star. Don't play the theme, Marianne.
We're a minute early.
Yeah. We did that on purpose. Okay. Now, here's the thing, right? Here's a bulletin that comes out every day, right? There's nothing in here about you. Not one thing.
Well, you're not in there either.
What do you mean?
We'll take a look.
Whoa.
Lynch gets all the print.
I'm looking in here. There's nothing about me either.
Yeah.
I wonder how...
Escalo, the governor, and Lynch.
Yeah. Andre Schaefer. general manager of the Minneapolis Hilton, talks about what's hot in restaurants?
Yesterday.
I guess that'd be the food.
That'd be yesterday.
Today, Wednesday.
Today is Thursday.
Yeah, that's like what I was just saying there. Ruth Kozak tomorrow, the 100 most asked questions about menopause.
All of them?
Well, that'd be 100. Good. I can think of only about 65 or 70.
We got 2 hours and 100 questions. Let's see, that's 50 an hour.
See.
Taking time out for news.
Yeah. Do you like eat more when you're going through?
How do you spell it?
Do you like, is there a lot of things that you do? Like if you accidentally sit on a hamster, do you feel worse if you're going through the thing?
The hamster does.
Hamster should be feeling real bad about being sat on someone in the menopause deal here. All right, let's see what Cannon's got. Hey, Cannon's going to have Morgan Mundane and Mom and had that backlash much. Lash must be, like, out of town or something. All right, and don't forget Sports Night with Mike Woodley right out here at the Downs. And I think that's enough of this foolishness for tonight. Should we just presume to the news, brother man? Ask me no questions.
And I'll tell you no...
No lies.
No lies. Morning. At the Capitol, Minnesota auto dealers yesterday proposed a bill that would better label salvaged vehicles which are sold in the state. Under current law, vehicles that include 70% damage must be branded as rebuilt. That proposal would close a loophole which allows salvaged vehicles from other states to be sold in Minnesota without a rebuilt tag.
What do you mean?
The measure, we're talking about your 74 Chevy Love.
Hit it.
The measure would also end the current grading system for damage on rebuilts. The House author of the bill is Representative Jerry Evans of New Brighton, who calls it a consumer right-to-know measure.
Consumers have a right to know when they purchase a product, what it is. Is it new? Is it damaged? And this law will take the confusing ABCD method of labeling how much damage there is to a car and whether it's repairable or not repairable, and make it very clear and get rid of the possibility of obscuring what it really is.
I've been saying for years that the consumer has a right to know what it is.
The bill was endorsed by the Minnesota Auto Dealers Association, the Northland Independent Auto Dealers Association, and the auto auction industry. If passed, the law would affect about 15,000 salvaged cars now sold in Minnesota. And the problem has been highlighted in recent months by news reports of people unknowingly buying cars that have been previously salvaged and shipped to Minnesota for resale. And Working Mother magazine has rated Minnesota among the leaders in the nation in quality of child care. Minnesota scored good on quality, excellent on availability, and good on safety. The magazine says the state is preeminent in child care staff training. The WCCO forecast is next.
This is Roger Erickson with a public service announcement from WCCO Radio and Pennies for Patients. Last year, Minnesota schools raised 1.5 million pennies. That's 5 tons. And it all went toward leukemia research and patient aid. I recently mailed your principal a letter about how to get your school involved. So ask your principal how you can help gather pennies for patients or call the Minnesota chapter of the Leukemia Society, 545-3309.
The Quaker Oats Feeling Good Challenge is underway here at WCCO. The Good Morning Crew is enjoying oatmeal and discussing good nutrition and a healthy lifestyle. Tune in and join us for breakfast.
Weather update. Here's Bill Anderson.
Well, we still have some flurries and Doppler radar showing just some localized areas of light snow and flurries out there.
What do you mean?
Just a dusting overnight. You be quiet. You had your 3 hours. You've got to be firm with these radio announcers. In the Twin Cities, morning lows in the upper teens, afternoon high about 20 as the flurries taper off, and then just a chance of light snow developing again on Friday. High on Friday, about 23 degrees. Right now, the temperatures are certainly on the mild side for this time of the year. Most of Minnesota has temperatures in the teens right now. Up north, there are some single digits, and even in Crane Lake up at the international border is down to 1 below. But in the Twin Cities, it's kind of pleasant out there with flurries and 20 degrees.
This is Kurt Lundgren, News You Want, People You Know, WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul at 830, and 5 seconds, CBS News at 3 a.m.